Let's all pray in silence.
请大家一起低头默祷。
Amen. The name of Lord Jesus Christ, let us commence the Sabbath morning service.
奉主耶稣的圣名开始我们今天早晨的聚会。
Let's sing in 394.
请大家一起唱赞美诗394首。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I speak.
奉主耶稣的圣名在这里证道。
This morning, I'd like to continue to talk about the Book of Ruth.
今天我想要继续跟大家分享路德记。
The Book of Ruth is a very simple story. Actually, chapter 1 to chapter 4, this is not a talk about any this.Significance and explain about the theologies. It's not just but simple story.
路德记第一章到第四章事实上是一个很单纯的经节，里面并没有任何神学讨论。
But this story beginning when during the time of the judges era.
那在这个故事是在士师记时代。
The era there's no any true king in the land of Canaan.
在当时迦南地并没有任何任何王。
It's supposed to be the God is the become the leader and their king, but at that time all the people they are quite confused during the time of this era.
事实上那时候主神就是他们的王，那人类他们当时就有点混淆。
So the Book of Ruth is the story of beginning with a failure's story.
那在路德记它的刚开始的记载是谈到他们的失败。
It's not a story beginning with a full of blessing, but a story full of a failure story.
在这个故事的起头，它并不是在谈到任何成功的叙述，而是谈到人的失败。
And chapter one, the first beginning with the mention about the famine in the land.
那第一章在这边先讲的就是在他们的迦南地带。他们所有的灾害。
In the land of Canaan, there is a famine that came upon to the land, and it's all the people, then they're suffering, and then there are possible cause because the people they forsake God.
那很有可能就是因为人他们弃绝了神，所以说神就让这个灾害降临在他们的地上。
At the same time, sometimes God testing their faith.
相同的这个神就给他们这些信心的考验。
During the time of Abraham and Isaac time, we know that the land of Canaan they had a famine in the land.
我们也知道在当时在亚伯拉罕还有以撒时代，他们的地也曾经有过这些的灾害。
So we can tell the land of Canaan sometimes that the famine came upon the land, and it challenged the people.
所以我们知道在那时候他们的饥荒对他们的人类是有很大的挑战。
So the famine here, the Book of Ruth, is most possibly because of the people, their faith withdraw from God.
那很有可能就是这个饥荒是由因为人类他们离开神所造成的。
So which is they losing all their principle in their heart, that God is not leading their life anymore.
也因为他们开始失去了这个神带领他们的原则在他们心里。
So I mentioned about its importance that we have a king within our heart.
我曾经跟大家谈述过很重要的要有神当作我们的王在我们心里。
Most of the people nowadays their king is the material things.
大部分现在的人他们都把物质上的东西变成他们的王。
The things that related with our flesh.
所有的东西跟我们肉体有相关的。
But what a Christians our principle is to God within our heart.
而基督徒的原则就是有神当作我们的王在心里。
The Book of Ruth chapter 1 verse 2 introduced the name at that time. The man's name is Elimelech.
在路德记第一章的第二节，这边有提到一个人，他名字叫做以利米勒。
The Elimelech is the name is very significant because God is my king.
以利米勒这个名字很重要，他的意思也就是神就是我的王。
Possibly because his parents' time, they are very faithful to God, so the put his name is Elimelech.
有可能因为他的父母是非常爱神，所以说他就叫他的儿子为以利米勒。
While he lived in the land of Bethlehem, and his life was quite blessed at the beginning because he has a precious wife and two children.
在刚开始的时候，他们住在犹大的伯利恒，他们事实上是非常得到福气的，因为他有太太还有两个小孩。
In ancient times, two children, only they have both of them sons, and they are quite pretty much as the parents, and they are quite supportive by these two children.
所以用这个父母他们很有福气，而且还而且还在养育的这两个儿子。
But they're facing all this famine.
可是他们遇到了这个饥荒。
It's a challenge of their physical life.
对他们肉体上他们是有非常大的挑战。
Now we know because when we are facing of the time that we have to make a decision.
我们都知道，当我们有挑战的时候，我们就必须要做一些决定。
A job issue and a relationship matters, they're all different things.
也许工作，也许人际关系，还有各种不同的东西。
If we don't have God is within our heart,
如果我们没有神放在我们心里
，that we can make a decision based upon our own understanding of in the flesh.
那我们就会靠我们自己肉体的想法来决定一些事情。
We do not looking for ourinterest about our flesh, but we interest about our faith is important things.
我们并不是在寻求一些肉体上的东西，而是寻求信心上的东西。
And once they moved down, so they Elimelech decided his whole family moved down to the land of Moab.
所以后来以利米勒他就决定了到摩亚地区。
Maybe physically much more like reasonably enough the comfortable life for them.
也许在物质上来讲，对他们来说，在生活上，他们就开始可以变得舒适。
The Bible doesn't mention that they pray about it.
那在圣经里面也并没有讲到他们有为这件事情祷告。
Because the famine upon the land, and they moved down to the land of Moab.
因为当饥荒一来到了，他们就直接移到了摩押地区。
The human point of view is very wise decision because they're looking for better life, so move to the place where there's no famine.
在人的角度来看的话，那看起来是很好的决定，因为他们去了一个地方没有饥荒。
But the Bible mentioned about they were staying about over 10 years.
那圣经也谈到了说他们住在那里十年。
And during the time these two sons met the own wife there.
那在那时候，他们的两个儿子都看到了就在那里结婚了。
Because Moabite women's supposed to be, I mean Moabites are supposed not to be.Intermarried with the Israelites.
因为当时的当时以色列人他们是不应该与外邦人结婚的。
But then the through this time, two children they all die. Naomi's husband died, and then two children they all died.
那后来拿俄米他的先生先死了，然后后来他的两个儿子都死了。
And later on, Naomi wants to go back to the Bethlehem alone. So she asked two of the in-laws, the daughters, they asked them to go back to their own people.
之后，拿俄米他就决定要回去他的伯利恒他的自己的以前所住的地方。那想要叫这两个媳妇离开。
But Malon's wife, the Ruth, cling to the mother-in-law.
可是路德他还是抓住了他的婆婆。
And when she made a decision to follow her mother-in-law,
当路德决定了要跟随着他的拿俄米
，There's not any physical interest, any kind of a material interest, that when she made a decision.
当他做这个决定的时候，他并没有任何物质上的兴趣要求。
Now we find out two things in her mind are very, very concerned is she wants to support her mother-in-law.
我们发现两件事情她很觉得很重要，就是要提供来帮助她的她的婆婆。
Now the other one, she understood that throughout the 10 years, I'm sure because she heard about the God in the land of Canaan.
我们也相信路德在这十年中他也听说过关于到以色列的神还有迦南地。
You should find out that the true God is not the dear God to worship, but God in Israel.
他也发现了他们以色列所拜的神跟摩押地拜的神不一样。
So she willing to give up everything for the true God.
那路德他也决定了放弃一切跟随的真神。
The life is a life is a choice.
是我们的生命全部都是充满了选择。
We're not because life were in this world, there's a choice A and choice B.
我们总是会在这个世上会觉得说我们应该选择 A 或者 B.
Now we know the Orpha, the Kidron's wife, the in-law, she went back to own people like to Moabite.
那我们知道后来他的另外一个媳妇他就回到俄尔巴他后来还是回到了他自己的摩押地。
At that time, the Ruth, she chose her mother-in-law and the true God.
那当时路德他就选择了他的婆婆还有真神。
The things that the choice make her life completely changed.
当人做对选择的做选择的时候，他的生命就会有完全的改变。
If you look at the Bible, that when the Joshua came into the land of Canaan to conquering it,
我们可以看到当时约书亚他到了迦南地来拿他们的地。
That at that time, the Rahab, the harlotress, she heard about the God of Israel.
那拉哈的这个妓女，她就听过了这个以色列的神。
And she knows that she have to make a decision to the which side she choose for survive her life or family.
她也知道她必须要选择，说她怎么样选择可以帮助到她的家人。
And she has this wisdom, and she choose the spy for the support them, and choose the God of Israel.
她相信，因为她后来就决定了相信神来帮助。以色列的这些探子。
During the conquering, the Joshua, that only her family will survive, from the conquering of Jericho.
当耶利哥城攻下的时候，只有拉哈他们的全家有的可以生存。
Life is a choice.
生命就是选择。
So we have to make a right choice for our life.
所以我们必须要做对正确的选择来跟随着我们的
生命。The hope that we can choose a life for what is a good that the value that the eternity.
也希望我们可以选择正确的选择来得到正确的价值在永生。
And this is really helping us a little at that times. Our decision it seems like a little things, but later on it shows a difference later on.
有时候这些选择似乎是一个很简单的选择，可是之后可以变成非常不同的选择。
Daniel decided from the little things, which is the food that he wants to keep himself the pure from the eating of the food and not to be offered to the God.
但以利他也做了一个选择，他的简单的选择，也就是他不吃这些拜过偶像食物。
It might be possibly jeopardize, you know, her, his life there.
也许因此对他的生命会有大的很大的打击。
But he choose a life as like an Israelite.
可是他选择的就是以色列人所该做的。
And so in the book of Ruth, chapter 1, then when Naomi, when she.And the Ruth and the both of them, they went back to the Bethlehem.
在路德记的第一章，后来就谈到了，路德还有拿尔米他们就回到了伯利恒。
It is a great choice of her life and also Ruth, to for life of prospering.
那对他们两个人来讲的话，这个就是很正确的选择，让他们生命可以得到通达。
As the one they reach to the Bethlehem, we know that their life is a quite poor condition. That they don't have any piece of land that belongs to them.
我们知道，当他们回到伯利恒的时候，他们的开始是非常的贫困，他们没有任何地。
Maybe possibly during her husband, the Elimelech, maybe at that time there's a piece of land there.
也许当时以利米勒他还有一块地在那里。
But he sold the land to others and moved down to Moab.
可是他们把以利米勒把他的地给卖了，然后搬到了摩押地去。
And now when she and her one in-law, the Ruth came back to the Bethlehem, life is empty-handed.
那后来路德还有她的婆婆搬回伯利恒，他们就身无分文。
But we have to think about the life when we spend our time and invest, end up what we gain is important things.
那我们总是会想到说，在我们的生命里，我们所投资的之后，我们所得的是非常重要。
Many people gained actually empty-handed in this world.
很多人在这个世界上所得到的，所赚得的都是刚开始都是没有东西的。
But when the King Alexander the Great and he actually conquering a huge piece of land.
亚历山大他这个王他曾经得到了很大的一块地。
I don't know if it is a true story or not, but he actually bitten by the mosquito.
我不知道这个是不是真实的故事，不过。后来他被了蚊子给咬到。
Many says he died with malaria.
后来有人说他因为疟疾而死。
Along the conquering the land at that time.
那当时他也征服了很多地。
He died was very young.
他死的时候还很年轻。
Within the history, his name was very famous. Everyone knows that he's a smart person. He learned all the high class of philosophies. He's very brave and he's a very intellectual man.
在历史上所记载，他当时是一个非常聪明、有智慧、充满哲学，非常有智慧的人。
Do we know the conquering of the land is not an easy matter?
我们知道去征服地并不是一件简单的事。
But on the way, he bitten by the mosquito.
可是，在他的路上被蚊子给咬到。
He realized the life is empty-handed. When he died in the coffin.He wants to be put his arms out as empty-handed.
后来，当他被埋在土里的时候，他说，他交代说，他必须要把他的手拿出来，因为他是空手来，空手去。
If God is not our heart to with us to lead our life, and the life is turn out to be empty-handed.
如果我们没有把神放在我们心里来做带领我们的话。那我们后来所得到的完全是零。
We know the Solomon's life is end up to his life also empty-handed.
我们知道所罗门后到最后他也是空手而去。
Nobody done anything to him. He still have a power and the material in his life. Yet end up he find out vanity. He mentioned that.
没有人影响他，他是充满了物质上的东西。那到最后他离去的时候
Bible doesn't say he returned back to God or anything.
圣经并没有讲说他后来他到了神那里去了。
Of course, because his nation was divided two kingdom, is because of his son's problem, son's the mistake, but actually it comes from his father's actually the Solomon.
他的小孩后他过过后他的小孩子就让他的国土给分成两半。那这些刚开始主要的前提都是因为所罗门所造。
So we have to always think about the life. What is the true gaining in our life?
所以我们必须要知道，在我们的生命中，我们到底得到了些什么。
The one time there is the brother, the struggle about the dividing of the inheritance of the parents from his own brother.
有一次，有一个人，他就是。要从他的父亲那边把他的遗产给分开分去。
When Jesus talk about the importance of our true regainings in our life,
主耶稣说告诉我们说，我们在我们的生命中真正所得到的东西，什么是重要的
？The within the parable talk about that there is a foolish rich man. He continue expand his business.
他在这个圣经里面也有讲到，有一个富人的比喻。
I think he's well ahead and he's all planted and so he continued the harvest from the field better than before.
这个富人他继续来的来得继续赚钱来得到更多东西一天比一天的更好。
He willing to marry and he willing to enjoy the life that was because his barn is teared down to make a big and he saved everything in the barn.
吃喝婚嫁，他后来他所得到的东西是非常拥有非常的多。
But the Lord Jesus mentioned, but what if I require your life tonight?
那可是主耶稣说，如果我今天要夺去你的生命呢
？Whom it all belongs to then?
那这些东西是给谁呢
？So Jesus talk about the important thing is our life, what we gaining.
主耶稣说。什么东西在我们人生中所得到的才是重要的。
He asked us to be wise enough to piling up the rich toward God, not toward the material.
主耶稣要我们累积我们的财富在天上，并不是在这个世上的物质。
So when Naomi went back to the Bethlehem, her life turned to be a empty-handed. So people said, "Oh, Naomi's coming back."
那当路德他回到这个伯利恒的时候，他是空手到达。那当时的人都说，哦，拿俄米已经回来了。
And Naomi said, "Don't call me Naomi, but call me Mara."
那拿俄米说，不要叫我拿俄米，叫我玛拉。
My life is bitter.
我的生命是充满了苦。
But actually, when she has this heart of understanding of herself of Mara, actually that was the beginning of blessing.
当他真正的意识到他的生命是苦的时候，事实上也是他得福气的开始。
And then the Ruth also follow after her.
那路德也是跟随着他。
And then the chapter 2 talk about the now they the two of them, and I'm sure because staying to the very like a poverty condition of place, I'm sure they staying a place.
我们相信他们所去的地方，所住的地方，还有他的环境，跟随着他住的地方是像。
So Ruth have to go out to at least picking up all the grain for the support themselves to survive.
那路德他必须到那个地去寻找一些穗麦，来让他们自己可以过生活。
But then she happened to be arrived the field is Boaz's field.
那当时他所到达的地方就是波阿斯他的地。
And she continued to gather up, brought to her mom, and then have her support themselves.
那她继续的拾取麦穗来跟她的婆婆可以过日子。
But we find out the Ruth very precious point of her character is that she always looking for favor.
那我们就发现路德她有一个很宝贵的特性，就是她可以找蒙恩。
Looking for the God's grace.
他可以去寻找神的恩典。
This is very important for part of a Christian life.
这个对基督徒来讲的话也是非常重要。
Of course, we are able, then we can handle our life. Seems that we can do whatever we like to do it.
当然，看起来我们大家都是有能力来做，在我们生命上做一些事情。
But it is important that we can seeking for true favor from God.
不过非常重要是我们是不是可以在神面前蒙恩。
We asking for the God's grace.
我们求神可以给我们神的恩典。
I find out the life of Jacob is why so precious.
看一下雅各他为什么是那么的宝贵。
Jacob is her life is destined to be the second son, you know. No matter what he struggle, he cannot be the first one to gain the, you know, the birthright.
那雅各他是第二个生的，他不管再怎么样做，他是不可以成为长子的。
But he looking for the favor from God, true blessing from God.
不过他要跟神那里要求真正的恩典。
Yeah, actually later God exchanged with her desire of the blessing.With her life to, I mean, his life to be like a cripple's life.
后来神让他让他给他祝福，让他的生命就像一个瘸子。
But the wage that he gained from the God's blessing is amazing because God changed his name to be the winner's name of the Israel.
可是神当时也给他了一个很大的给他改变了他的名字，也是一个福气，叫做以色列。
It cannot compare with the material things.
这个名字是没有办法跟任何物质上的东西来做任何分析。
God be the witness that his name changed to the Jacob to the Israel.
神见证了他的名字从雅各变成以色列。
God officially give him for the birthright for him for the whole entire his descendant.
神正式的给他长子的名分，让他的子子孙孙都可以蒙福。
The book of Ruth chapter 2 is because the Ruth is seeking for this favor.
路德他就在寻找这个恩典。
And when she arrived in the Boaz field, she willing to work hard to get the grain.
她到了伯阿斯的田地，她工作的很辛苦的来得到这些麦穗。
And she met the Boaz in his field.
那后来她也认识了伯阿斯。
And now she have the meal fellowship with the Boaz also.
那后来她跟伯阿斯也有在用饭的时候的团契。
And Boaz encouraged her to do not depart from my field, stay in my field.
伯阿斯跟路德讲说，不要离开我的田地。不要到别人的田地去。
So she willing to supply the provision for her and her mother-in-law.
那她也特别愿意去注视的她注视的这个路德还有她的婆婆。
Let's go to the book of Ruth chapter 2.
我们翻开路德记的第二章。
From 17.
从第十七节。
Book of Ruth, chapter 2, from verse 17 to 23.
路德记的第二章是七节到二十三节。
And saw she glean in the field until the evening, and then she bit out what she had gleaned, and it was about the ephah of barley. Verse 18.
十八节。
And she took it up and went into the city, and her mother-in-law saw what she had gleaned. She also took it out and gave it Naomi.What she had left after she was satisfied at 19. Her mother-in-law then said to her, Where did you glean today? And where did you work? May he who took notice of you be blessed. So she told her mother-in-law with whom she had worked and then said, the name of the man with whomI work today is Boaz. Verse 20. And Naomi said to her daughter-in-law, May he be blessed of the Lord, who has not withdrawn his kindness to the living and to the dead. Again, Naomi said to her, The man is our relative. He is one of our closest relatives. 21. Then Ruth and the Moabite said, The furthermore, he said to me,You should stay close to my servants until they have finished all my harvest. Verse 22. And Naomi said to Ruth, her daughter-in-law, It is good, my daughter, that you go out with his maid. The least other fall upon you in another field. Verse 23. So she stayed close by the maid of the Boaz in order to glean until the end of the barley harvest and the wheat harvest.And she live with her mother-in-law. This is a short story, you know. This is a continuation of her life with the mother-in-law. Now go to the Boaz field, and she brought, you know, to the glean gathering from the field and brought her home.
所以这段的故事就是在讲到说他们就是到了波阿斯的地，然后还有他们在那里捡路德捡。麦穗跟来提供他们的生活。
Actually, until this moment, the Ruth life is just one of the life of we can say very unfortunate life.
我们可以说，路德他的生命不算是幸运的。
It was just she received a little bit of a favor she received from the Boaz.
她从伯阿斯那边得到一点恩惠。
I'm sure because all the people knowing that her life is like it came from Moab.
我们知道大家都已经知道了路德他是从摩阿地来的。
Possibly people think that why, you know, Naomi's two sons died. Maybe possibly because, you know, it is a great amount of the responsibility maybe because of the woman's, like, you know, Ruth.
周围的人他们就可能会想到说为什么拿尔米他两个儿子都死了，也许路德他是他跟他们的死都有关系。
Think of because when you walk into the different people's, you know, surround.
我们可以想象到我们到跟我们不相干的人在一起工作。
It feels very different.
那感觉上很不一样。
Because I live in the Glendale.
我现在是住在 Glendale。
Sometimes I go, you know, the market, and then I see the most of them Armenians.
那我去了那边的超市，那我发现那边有很多中东人。
Sometimes I'm the only Asians.
有时候我是唯一的中方人。
Sometimes I pick something, people look at me. Why I pick them? So you know.
有时候我去拿一样东西，人家就开始看我在为什么要拿这个东西。
Because I'm sure, because you have experienced that, I'm sure.
我想你们大家或许有这种样的机遇。
That we live in this country, sometimes we feel that about the feeling of strangers, you know, a kind of.
我们住在这个国家，有时候人家把我们当作陌生人。
For Moabite lady, she's like a lady.
路德她是莫亚蒂的一位女人。
Possibly after get married, so it's about her age. We can just estimate, maybe about you know, 30-40 maybe.
我们可以来估计，就是既然她结过婚了，她的岁数应该是在差不多30-40 years.
Well, because she said she learned, you know, the language, but only from maybe possibly from parents and also from her husband.
那也许路德他在曾经学过了他们的语言，从他的婆婆或者他先生那里。
You think about it when she speaks, you know, the Hebrew, it's quite fluent. I don't think so.
我们可以想象到他在那里当他在那里跟他们用希伯来文讲话的时候，应该并不是那么的流畅。
All the cultural backgrounds is all different.
所有的文化背景都不同。
The life is with she actually walked into the strangers herself.
她走入了一个完全陌生的地方。
And also she has no husband behind.
而且她离开了她的先生。
Life is come from the broken family actually.
她的人生事实上就是从一个破碎的家庭而来。
But people pointed out, oh, why see her life like this? People talk about it.
人们可能就用手指来比着她说。为什么这个人是这个样？
But she willing to stand up to walk into the field.
不过她还很愿意的站起来做继续在这个田地工作。
But that's a God contain God guidance behind with her.
这是神他在后面给她的带领。
The God lead her into the boss field.
神带领了她到了一个有福气的地方。
She has a carefully step up and then.She asked her mother-in-law and moved in.
路德他必须很小心的走他的每一个步伐，也要跟他的拿厄米他婆婆来商
谈。We find that the boss keep watching over her actually.
我们也可以看到波阿斯他一直有注意着他们。
The boss knows that she her character and personality.
那波阿斯他也知道他的特性。还有人个性。
So the book of Ruth, chapter 2, verse 11.
在路德记的第二章十一节。
This conversation between the Boaz.
这是伯阿斯跟他的谈话。
But Boaz answered and said to her, "All that you have done for your mother-in-law after the death of your husband has been fully reported to me."
在伯阿斯回答跟他说，自从你丈夫死后，凡你向婆婆所行，并你离开父母和本地所不述。所到数不认识的民众，这些事全都告诉我了。
Yeah, I heard about how you left your own parents and then land of your birth. Actually, you depart from there, come to the people that you did not previously know.
他知道他已路德他离开自己的亲父母，然后到一个他很陌生的地。
Boaz know that about the Ruth.
伯阿斯知道路德。
She also she continued to she very the sincerely work, and all the we can see her attitude.
我们可以看出路德他的工作态度。
Chapter 2 verse 7, he mentioned about her attitude about toward her life.
在第二章的第七节可以看出他对他生活的态度。
He's willing to gather the grains through the whole day long.
他可以全天的。再去来捡这些剩下的麦穗。
Showing us a very important part of the Christian life, our attitude.
告诉了我们对我们的做基督徒，我们的对我们的生活态度。
Because she have this life of sincerity for herself.
因为她知道她对她自己生命的诚恳。
But she never wasted about herself, but she wants to use for the constructive purpose.
她所做的事情是不会是无谓的，她所做的都有建设性。
The Christian life, we talk about ourselves as a sincere Christians, we can say sincere faith.
我们说，有真正基督徒是有诚恳的信心。
It doesn't matter about our life, we are influenced by others, so we change our attitude, but she have continued to follow the right path.
我们不会为别人所讲的话来改变我们的作为，而是继续跟着我们的信心而走。
So Paul actually asked Timothy.
所以保罗跟了提摩太说。
That encouraging him to have this sincere faith.
告诉他要有这个诚实的信心。
Now First Timothy chapter one.
提摩太书的第一章。
First Timothy chapter one verse five. Here the Paul asked personally to the Timothy.
提摩太第五章的
Chapter 1, verse 5. He mentioned to the Timothy, says, the goal of our instruction is love from the pure heart and good conscience and sincere faith.
在这边说，在命令的总归就是爱，这爱是从清洁的心和无愧的良心、无伪的信心生出来的。
A man can change anytime, actually.
人都是善变的。
But the Ruth, we know that he continued seeking with a life of a sincere life.
可是我们知道
faithful life, we can say.
可是我们知道路德他总是带着很有信心过他的生命。
Sincerity come from the little things.
这个清洁的心是从小事情上。
When we have a faithful to God, the little things.
当我们对神有信心的时候，
God buying and God give us a credit.
神会在这里帮我记得。
The
winner
Jesus talk about in a parable of the talent.
那我们知道主耶稣他做了这个十个银钱的比例。
The one received the five talent and then two talent.
有人得到了五个钱还有两千两。
The master praised them.
这个主人他就赞美他。
You are faithful to the few things, which is the little things.
你对一些小事情上都有。
The Christian life is come from the little things.
基督徒的生命都是这些小东西上所看到的。
The little things that maybe because what God assigned us or assignment.We just try to do our best.
那不管神给我们什么样的选择，那我们都必须要做到我们最大的、最好的。
Also, because after that, we in the church, we go home.
我知道我们在教会聚会结束以后都回家了。
We're facing of our life, daily life, we can say, right?
我们要开始面对我们生活上的问题了。
We follow the principles of the Christian's way.And that we can continue to keep our life to be pure as like a holy life and according to the scriptures.
我们要做基督徒，那继续跟随该做有信心的事来做我们的走出我们的生命。
We find out the life of the Ruth is that kind of life.
那我们可以看到路德他就是有过这种样的生活。
And her sincerity, her faithful, the attitude.
清洁的心还有他的非常诚实的态度。
And also we find out that from the Ruth chapter 2 verse 17 on here, when she made a conversation with her mother-in-law.
那在路德记第二章十七节这边讲到了路德跟她婆婆之间的谈话。
It's showing the importance about we can respect and our the elderly and our parents.
我们在这边可以看到他对他们这些年长者的尊敬。
Because we know the parents are getting old eventually.
我们知道最终我们的父母都将会老化。
As parents, we really respect our parents.
那我们总是会尊敬我们的父母。
Many times we talk about the holiness.
很多时候讲到了讲到了圣洁。
Sometimes I say that because I know youth and engaged the church work, it is good.
我们总是说参与这些圣工的工作是非常好的事。
But we have to always be because we remind ourselves the importance of respect of elderly.
可是我们总是要时常提醒我们自己要尊敬这些长者。
Holiness is not only always pray to God. Holiness.
圣洁并不是说只是一直在做祷告。
It's not only just we can just you know carry out our work to be done.
而并不是光只是说把我们的工作给做好。
This is life attitude.
这个是我们生命的一个态度。
But we find out the Ruth, you know, the book of Ruth, chapter 2 from 17.We can find out the Ruth dealing with the mother-in-law very carefully and very respectfully.
我们可以看到路德记在第二章的第十七节这边，路德对她婆婆是讲是从讲话是又小心又尊敬。
If you look at the book of the Leviticus chapter 19,
那我们知道利未记的第十九章
，God mentioned to His people through the Moses importance of their holiness.
神有交代摩西告诉他们要告诉他的人民必须圣洁。
Leviticus chapter 19 verse 1-3.
利未记的第十九章的一二三节。
Leviticus 19 verse 1-3.
利未记第十九章的第一节到第三节。
And then the Lord spoke to Moses saying, "They speak to all the congregation of the sons of Israel."And say to them, "You shall be holy, for I, the Lord your God, am holy." Verse 3.
第三节。
Every one of you shall reverence his mother and his father, that you shall keep my Sabbath. I am the Lord your God. In this first portion of the holiness, God talked to Moses to Israelites. You should talk to them, mention about it. First thing is reverence his mother and his father.
神第一件事情跟摩西要会交代给会众的就是第一件先要把要先孝敬父母
，and then mention about the Sabbath，
然后才提到安息日。
The holiness we have to understand what is true holiness。
我们必须要了解什么叫做真圣洁。
We respect our elderly。
当我们尊重我们的长者。
The reverence to our parents。
那也就是尊敬我们的父母。
Actually, that's holiness.
那事实上，这就是圣洁的。
And also, we can keep the Sabbath.
而且我们能够守安息日。
The Ruth, we find out her very precious her the character.
路德，我们可以看出她是一个很宝贵的个。
She never despised her mother-in-law, but truly respected her.
她并他不会小看他自己的父母，他的母亲，而且是真正的尊敬他。
Now find out the true blessing, how we can gain the true blessing.
那看看我们怎么样真正可以得到真正的福气。
When reverence to the elderly and the parents.
那我们必须要对长者还有父母要有尊敬。
Ephesians chapter 6 mentioned that this is the promise of the commandment of God.
第六以弗所书第六章有提到这个就是这个神所给带应许的诫命。
It's amazing because she came from the Moabites.
是很特别的，因为路德他是摩押地的人。
But yet she has this attitude and the spirit to reverence to the parents, a mother-in-law even.
不过她在这带着尊敬她婆婆的这个生活态度。
Actually, her mother-in-law gave a very important the source of information released to her. Actually,
事实上，她的婆婆给她一些资源在当他们谈话的时候。
The Ruth didn't know who is Boaz. Actually,
事实上，路德他并不知道谁到底是波阿斯。
But actually, the Naomi released the information. She might be the one.To the close one, so can be a blessed to your life.
那拿俄米跟路德说，事实上他就是他们的近亲，可以给他们福气的赐福的人。
So the verse 20, the book of Ruth, chapter 2, verse 20 mentioned that the man is our relative. He is one of our closest relatives.
那在路德记的第二章二十节，拿俄米对儿妇说。蒙那人赐主神赐福，那人 赐福，因为他不断的恩待活人死人。
So we find out that Ruth's life is, you know, just when she followed her mother-in-law Naomi, and she lived in the life in the Bethlehem.
而且拿俄米说他是他的本族，又是一个近亲，那他就一直跟随着他的婆婆，走下去。
God is behind her.
那神就在后面跟着。
It's important in our life there's somebody behind us and to help us, support us, lead our life to.
这很重要，就是有人可以带领着我，带领着我们，而且在后面来帮助我们。
If God is lead our life.
如果神带领着我们
，It seems like wherever we go, it's not happen, but God's way to guide us.
似乎好像这些事情没什么发生，不过都是有神的带领。
Happen to meet the person,
好像突然遇见了某某人。
Somebody maybe we are the connecting of a relationship,
或者是跟谁认识了有了关系。
If God is there,
只要有神在那里
，This life will be blessed by God.
那这个生命就会被神赐福了。
Ruth's life was guided by the true God.
那路德他的生命就是被真神来带领。
She continued getting into the true blessing.
他就不断的继续进入了真正的福气。
Now let's sing him 378.
让我们一起唱赞美诗378首。值得我们念了。念了以后，我们就知道他的真正的信心。
This is very precious for her life to change, to meet the boss, to be later to be wife of boss.
后来我们知道他就遇上了波阿斯，他就改变了他的生命，也变了他太太。
The another things we find out her, the part, the character, the honor, we can say the reverence, respect to her mother-in-law.
我们也发现了她的对她自己婆婆的敬畏。
But later on, when she have a baby later, we know that for between the boys.
我们知道后来拿俄米跟波阿斯有了小孩。
She willing to give the baby to her mother-in-law.
她就愿意把她的小孩献给她的婆婆。
It's not easy, but because she reverence to her.
并不是简单的，因为她还是很尊敬她。
So we find out the life we.Blessed by God, if we have these two things, one is a sincere heart and also sincere faith, and we have this honoring and the respect of the elderly and our parents.
那我们要知道，像我们就必须应该要有这种存有这种样的信心、良心，清洁的信心和良心，还有尊敬这个年长者。
Have God continue to guide each one of us.
愿神继续带领着我们。
We can receive the same blessing that Ruth received.
我们可以得到相同，得到，让我们一起做祷告。